Hi, I'm Idris Ainde, and you're welcome to The Innovate Show. The Innovate Show empowers people to be the best in the areas of tech, marketing, and product development by bringing some of the brightest minds in the field and focusing on key ideas for achieving success. You're welcome to the first season, and the goal is to empower every listener into tech and help them become relevant to the space through 20 defining episodes. With no further introduction, let's jump straight in.
Everyone, you're welcome to this episode. In this episode, I'll be discussing about 12 in-demand tech skills that you can develop, why you need to develop those skills, and how you can develop them. So what are tech skills? Tech skills are technology-based skills, and these are the skills that are going to be relevant for everyone as we approach a technological age. The COVID era has really changed the way we humans interact with technology. Because everyone has been forced to stay at home, we now rely more upon technology to foster our connection. And if you look at the space, technology has really blossomed, in the sense that before the COVID pandemic, the way most people adapted to technology was not the same way with the current realities that we are. We need technology to do almost anything we want to do, and this has seen like a surge in virtual reality, artificial intelligence, and machine learning. So technology-based skills are very important for anyone to have to approach a technological era. So the first thing I want to talk about is, why would you want to develop those tech skills? So my first point is, it's a no-brainer for you not to develop tech skills. If you don't have technological skills, personally, I see no way you can survive as we approach this new era, the post-COVID era, because this new era is going to be centered around technology. We're going to see like the bosom of artificial intelligence. We're going to see robotics. We're going to see machine learning in almost all digital-based products that we're going to use. So it doesn't make sense if you don't develop these skills. Then the next is being relevant. If you want to be relevant in this post-COVID era, I believe you need to have tech skills, because now, since everyone has gone on pause, and I understand that a lot of economy are restarting back, but we're not restarting back or going back as the way things were. We're taking like a gradual process. So we still need to rely on technology for us to go back to being normal. And even some experts say we might never go back to normal. So if you want to be relevant in this post-COVID era, you need to have tech skills. You need to be able to understand concepts. You need to know how tech skills can improve your business. You need to know how you can use tech skills to solve a lot of problems. There are a lot of problems in the society. COVID gives us the opportunity to reflect and for us to like build these skills to be able to solve those problems. And then the next one is, these skills will help you pay bills. So one of my friends, I think last year, published an article about we being the skill economy. And this skill economy, what it means is that we're in the economy where it will be our skills that are going to pay the bills, compared to maybe our schooling or whatever formal education that we may take. It's going to be our skills that are going to pay the bill. If you look at it, you could go to school to study medicine, some of these professions that we know that they've survived centuries. Professions like medicine, engineering based professions, these professions have survived over time. But if you look at it, technology has really been shaping those professions. For instance, if you look at the list of professions we have in medicine about 20 years ago, it's going to be very different from the list of professions that we have now, because we have robots that are handling surgery human surgery. So we've really seen like a massive change in this profession. So you need to have skills, because the skills that is going to make you relevant, the skills going to ensure that you'll be able to pay your bills. And also the last one is that you'll be able to contribute to human development. Me personally, I actually believe that money should not be like the main goal or main priority in one's life, that one should strive for knowledge and one should strive to contribute to his own quota to human development. So if we're approaching a technological era and you don't have what to offer, it makes no sense for you not to be able to contribute to human development. And contributing to human development necessarily does not mean creating one massive project or doing something amazing or being the next Steve Jobs. Like some of the little things that we can do to contribute to human development. So we need to have these tech skills to be able to do all of that. So I'll be talking about these 12 skills in details, and after that I'll also go to how you can develop them. The first one is artificial intelligence. It is simply the designing of systems and machines to perform specific human tasks in an accurate manner. It helps us develop systems or machines that can perform human tasks accurately. thereby giving us the opportunity to focus on other aspects of our lives. Artificial intelligence is like anchor for whatever technology we're going to be using in the post-COVID. Even before COVID, a lot of technologies have been using like subset of artificial intelligence, because artificial intelligence is a very wide field, and like it has some subsets to it. So a lot of companies buy into this subset. When we talk about machine learning, talk about deep learning, a lot of companies are already implementing these technologies to whatever product or whatever event or frameworks they are trying to create over time. Even before the COVID era, AI is like the holy grail of technology in the post-COVID era. And a good example of how this has come into play is Elon Musk recently, one of his companies, which is Neuralink, just created this chip that you'll be able to plant in a human skull that helps to solve brain and spine dysfunction. So like basically that's how AI is going to shape our future. Just imagine we are having like a chip that can help solve like some of these critical issues that a lot of humans face. And also like even Elon Musk said, this chip has like the tendency to be able to like store human information and like gives you the opportunity to like after it records those information, it gives you opportunity to like put that information in another person's body or like even put it in a robot. So the possibility of reusing that chip or that of reusing AI have just gone in mass. Another cool application of artificial intelligence is one of Adobe's products, which is Adobe Sensei. So Adobe's are the makers of Photoshop and Illustrator, the design tool. So this one cool feature of Adobe Sensei I like is that if you download a picture, Adobe are using like an aspect of AI which we'll talk about later to be able to help you easily recognize those images. So let's say you download a picture image and you just store it in your CC library, you can use Adobe Sensei to find that picture easily. So if you download a picture, it will have like a specific name. That picture will have like a respective name. Maybe once you download the picture, you can save it as flower background or something like that. Then if you are looking for it, maybe you can't just remember whatever you used to save that picture, you can just type flower. Then Adobe Sensei will just bring out flower images that you have saved on your device or save on your CC library. So CC library is like a drive, an online drive where you can store your information. So it is that easy. And you can see now that if it was before, you need to like hire somebody to like meta tag those images, and it's like a lot of work. But now with that tool, with the use of artificial intelligence, we'll be able to like solve problem and like just improve our lives, and we can focus on other things, thereby improving our creativity. If you're trying to develop skills in artificial intelligence, you want to pay attention to areas in data science, statistics, and programming language. And I know data science and statistics can be an academic field if you want to go into it. Then if you want to learn programming language, a lot of people that deal with artificial intelligence make use of a lot of them learn about Python and I think R, I'm not so sure, but I know Python is like one of the core specific programming language that you are going to make use in artificial intelligence. Then if you want to develop a career in artificial intelligence, you can become a software engineer, you can become a data scientist, and also a product manager. So the next in-demand tech skill you want to develop is machine learning. Machine learning, first of all, is a subset of artificial intelligence. And machine learning is one aspect of artificial intelligence that is now widely played in use. Almost all digital products that we use, for example, Netflix, Spotify, Google Podcasts, YouTube, a lot of them now use machine learning. Like machine learning has become a standard for whatever products that you want to create. What machine learning does is that it enables software to improve itself as it accumulates data. So a good example of this is I'm going to use YouTube because I use YouTube a lot. If you're on YouTube, you see recommended videos for you, and you see different categories. You see categories based on, maybe if you used to search on a lot of motivation, you see categories for motivation. If you search for music, you see different music categories. So you see different categories based on your searches. So what happens here is that These products, for example, YouTube, they'll be able to accumulate your data and to improve your experience at the long run. So once they get your data at the end of the day, they'll be able to give you better, search results and like things that are going to be very relevant to you. So what the technology they use there is machine learning. Another good example of machine learning being in use is Google Photos. I don't know if I began using Google Photos a lot this year, like because this whole COVID era really gives me the opportunity to like introspect. So I used to go to Google Photos to like see my past memories for since far back, I think 2016. Like I can see a lot of my images. So once you go to Google Photos, like you see different features on it. You see it's going to categorize your pictures, like it creates different categories for you. So machine learning has become a standard for almost all products. And as we approach like this post-COVID era, I think a lot of businesses will begin to adopt this particular piece of technology. Except maybe you want to design something that is very static and like, you know, at the long run doesn't fit the user experience. And user experience is like something that is so very important, because at the end of the day, you are creating an experience for your user, you are personalizing your experience, and which is something that like at the end of the day is going to be beneficial for whatever organization or for whatever business that is using technology. So same thing with machine learning. If you're looking to develop the skills in machine learning, you will want to go into data science, you want to know a little bit about you want to know about statistics, and you also want to learn some programming language as well. So the next top tech skills you want to develop is data science and analytics. Data science is a field that uses scientific methods for taking knowledge and insights from structured and unstructured data. And why data analysis is the procedure required in discovering useful information, informing conclusions, and supporting decision making. Data science, personally, I know it's a very broad field and it can be a little bit daunting, but like I feel it's a skill that if you develop has like a lot of impact in the long run. Because what the knowledge that you have is not something that is not a general knowledge, so it is a very specific knowledge, and like a lot of companies require those type of knowledge, because at the end of the day, companies nowadays now deal with data. As people use their products, they collect data, and now they need like experts to be able to analyze this data and like help them make inferences and conclusions. Like I was working on some projects recently, and like after collecting some data, I had to start like analyzing those data to like affect the output of the product at the end of the day. So like the data we got from our research, we're going to use it to implement the changes that we want to make onto our particular product. So we need like there's always going to be a need for experts, for data scientists and data analysts. And even in America, I think data science and analysis is like the third most in-demand job in America. So data science is one in-demand tech skills that you can look to develop. So aside having mathematical understanding, you also need to have like programming skills. And this is what I talked about. You need to know about Python again, and also there's a programming language called R that you might want to develop. Then data science and analysis, like I said, can be a little bit daunting because it can be an academic field that if you want to go into. So you need to read a lot of books, and you need to like take a lot of courses and information to be able to have your ground in the field, because it's an evolving field and you want to ensure that you are always kept abreast of any new development and changes in the industry. So the next one is data engineering. So what does data engineering mean? It involves building infrastructures and frameworks that data scientists use to conduct their work. For data science, you are using like a procedure, a method to like draw insight and make conclusions based on like structural and unstructured data. So data engineering is like those methods or frameworks or tools that you're going to use. That's what you are going to be creating. And data engineering is very closely, strongly related to software engineering. Next in-demand tech skills you want to develop is cybersecurity. During this COVID era, there are a lot of people at home. There have been a lot of cybercrime attacks have gone on the up, and like the most notable one is the Twitter cybersecurity breach, where we had like account of some top individuals like Joe Biden, Barack Obama, I think Kanye West, companies like Apple, Uber, and a lot of people got scammed, and I think that is described as the biggest cybercrime in the United States history. So cybersecurity is like one important thing, one important skill that you need to develop because it is in demand. As we are approaching a technology-based era, a lot of companies will be working with technology and they need their information to be very secure. So if you can develop these skills and position yourself as an expert in this field, this is one field where it has a promising career for anyone. And there's always going to be the in demand for experts because companies will always need people that can build systems that will enable their company to share file and information securely. So the next in demand skills that you want to develop is cloud computing. And why cloud computing is very important is cloud computing is going to be, it is very interesting because it's a skill that is changing an industry. So what a lot of companies used to do is they used to build like physical data centers to like store their files and information. And if you have like a physical data center, it is usually very expensive to maintain and sometimes it cannot be very secure. So a lot of companies, what they do now is they are transferring all their files and resources to a cloud-based server. So people are now, many people are now switching from like classical server infrastructure to like cloud solution. And in this space, like the biggest players is Amazon and with their service AWS. So Amazon's web service is like one of these cloud platforms featuring content delivery, database storage, networking, and more than 50 services in total. Aside Amazon, there are other players in the field like Google Cloud and Alibaba Cloud, but AWS is like the top. And I think what gave them the leverage is that I think they were the first to play in the field. Like they were the very first, they were like the pioneers in cloud computing, and like that gave them the leverage. And the companies that are using AWS, I think Netflix is using AWS to store their files. Facebook, LinkedIn, ESPN, Baidu, see a lot of top companies are relying on AWS. So AWS specialists are usually engineers, cloud architects, and or system administrator. And they are usually like the most paid at the end of the day because like a lot of people still recognize AWS as like the top players in cloud computing. And if you want to become an AWS specialist, I know you need to earn a certificate from Amazon and like you take their exams and so. But the beautiful thing about it is that it's quite, I don't say easy, but the procedure for getting the certificate is well detailed, and if you can understand it, it can be very easy for you because they have courses and they will take you on like practical experiences for you to be able to run their softwares and run their programs easily. So if you are looking to go into cloud computing, some of the skills that you require is you need to have knowledge about Java, which is a programming language, Linux, software development, DevSecOps, and Docker. So the next in-demand tech skills that you want to develop is virtual reality and augmented reality. So the collection of these two is extended reality, and this particular field is one that I see developing a lot as we approach this post-COVID era, because during this lockdown I saw a lot of virtual reality and augmented reality. Like the way people were relying on it was incredible because a lot of people couldn't go out to go and meet somebody like in their house, so you needed a way like to connect with them even outside, like you doing like a normal video call. You needed like a way to at least see them or like just be able to interact with them. So I saw this particular field like go up during this pandemic era. So what virtual reality is, what's virtual reality, augmented reality, what it means is that it involves creating like a simulated immersive environment. So what I mean by simulated is that like you can recreate physical environments in a virtual space, and immersive is like making it very interactive at the end of the day. So like, you don't want people when they are in a virtual reality environment just thinking they're like in a 3D environment, and like, but you want to make that environment they are in very interactive. So that's what virtual reality and augmented reality does. Virtual reality most times is I think the aspect is usually with games, like a lot of people focus on games. Or augmented reality, I think augmented reality does with creating, like, it's a little about games too, but like creating like a more virtual experience beyond games for people. So that is what the two mean. And if you're looking to develop skills in virtual reality and augmented reality, you want to learn about, I think the first thing you want to do is you want to get a VR headset, a virtual reality headset. And I think the biggest players in this industry is Oculus. I think there are others, but like if you're looking for the best, you want to get like an Oculus headset. Then you want to consume like a lot of VR content. So like you want to play a lot of VR games, download a lot of VR softwares. Then you want to learn about like an engine that can allow you build VR softwares. And like the two biggest players in VR and AR when it comes to creating engines are Unity and Unreal. And I think in this industry, Unity and Unreal is just like PC and Mac, so everyone have like their own preference. Then the next we have is programming language. You need to learn like programming language, so you can decide to learn C++ or you learn C#. So the next skill I'll be talking about is Internet of Things, IoT. So IoT is quite interesting to me. What it does is that IoT involves creating systems where you can interconnect devices to communicate with each other. So what this means is that like you can connect your TV to your smart wristwatch, to your phone, to your blender, to your cooker. So it just ensuring that you create a system where all these devices can be connected. And what I said is very interesting to me is that you can allow your system to be able to communicate with, so if you're using like a driverless car, you can allow that driverless car to communicate with like traffic lights easily. So when your car is driving and like it sees red, it just automatically stops, which is very quite interesting to me. And if you're looking to develop skills in IoT, you need to have an understanding about home sensors and controllers. Then you need to learn programming language such as C++, Python, PHP, and JavaScript. So the next skill we're going to talk about is UX and UI. So in the beginning, I talked a lot about improving user experience, and I was talking about a lot, yes, I think a lot about user experience. So the next one we're going to talk about is UX, UI. So UX, UI are two fields compared to one. User experience, UX, which stands for user experience, means like defining and building a customer journey based on their needs and challenges. So what this does, user experience, is that it takes like a customer or user's challenges and maybe their needs to like come up with solutions that will improve their experience in the long run. And like UX is important. Like I don't see any product from now till kingdom come that will not rely on UX. You need UX. I feel UX is a vital skill to have no matter what industry you are in, because if you can have like an understanding of UX, I feel you can be successful in whatever field that you play in, because you understand how to build an experience for people based on your needs and challenges. It's not just you sitting down like and coming up with like random idea. You know this is the challenge, or you know this is the problem, and you have a process to like come up with solution for it. So that's the first aspect of UX UI. The next is user interface, which is UI. User interface, what it does is you build visual elements that customers or users are going to interact with. And you need to have like a lot of knowledge about visual design, typography, color, how to use imagery, and just how to best represent information for users to be able to interact with, which is why it's very critical. Because you know, when you're doing a lot of strategy and you're trying to come up with a lot of design concepts, you still need to have like that visual knowledge to be able to represent whatever strategy that you're doing. Because at the end of the day, people won't see UX, but people will see UI. So people won't see UX, people are going to see UI. So UI is like the first thing they're going to interact with. And it's at the end of the day, maybe after interacting with your product, let's say you have an app, and okay, when they use the app finish, and like the customer begins to reflect, so this is why they kept this at this particular place, this is why there's an onboarding process in this app. So customers, maybe after they decide to self-reflect, they begin to understand and see some of the importance of user experience on your product. And just the UX UI industry, has, particularly in Nigeria, it has gone up. And I think if for someone to stay relevant in this industry, I think you need to be able to like explore other aspects. You need to like look into how you can build like interfaces, complex interfaces for like AR and VR. And like I think there are a lot of tools. So if you want to go into UX UI, you may want to also learn about augmented reality, how to build interfaces in augmented reality. You may need to go and learn Unity. You just want to make sure that you look beyond building static websites or building static applications. I recently saw there's this company, Doc Studio. I watched there's this talk awards, which is quite popular. You can check it up on YouTube, awards. So what award does is they bring a lot of design thinkers to come and share about ideas. So I think Doc Studio, the founder, I've forgotten his name, he came to come and talk about how the UX UI industry has become like very saturated, and like a lot of people are just doing the same thing, see websites the same way. He said, which is quite good at the end of the day, but like it just makes a lot of things boring. So like he talks about how his company is solving that particular type of problem and building very, not really complex websites, but like more engaging and immersive websites, which are like pretty awesome. You can go and check Doc Studio on Google and just check out their website, and you'll be wowed. You see a lot of animations, a lot of CSS animations. Like when you visit the website, you're not visiting the website, like you're having an experience. So like that is something that is very, very cool to have. So you need to like look beyond like and look for how you can like stand out in this particular industry. So if you want to learn UX UI, you need to learn like the core tools used in the industry. Is I think in Nigeria a lot of people use Figma. You need to learn about Adobe XD, and you can also build your knowledge about learning about some other particular software like ProtoPy, Envision, and stuff like that. And for UX, so those tools and resources I talked about earlier was for UI, like to build the interfaces. For UX, you want to learn about user research. You want to learn about empathy mapping, how to conduct survey, and like how to analyze data. So you may need to like pick up some piece of knowledge from data science as well. So the next in-demand skill you want to develop is mobile development. As we approach post-COVID, I believe that no company that wants to be very relevant and like want to stay in the game only want to have a website. Like it doesn't make sense. If you want to ensure that you are more accessible to your customers, having a website alone is not very ideal. You also need to like have like a mobile app that can help you interact with your customers and users easily. So which makes it very important for you to have mobile apps. And if you're a mobile app developer, there's a lot of opportunity there for you, because it gives you the opportunity to freelance and to become an entrepreneur. So you don't necessarily have to go and work for like one big tech company or something. You can just establish yourself, become an expert in the field, and like work as an entrepreneur or as a freelancer. So mobile development is one skill that you want to develop, because as we approach this post-COVID era, a lot of companies are definitely going to be in demand for this particular skill. And if you are looking to learn mobile development, you want to learn about some of the programming language that allows you to develop mobile apps. I think for me personally, I think if what I recommend for people is, you may want to pick up other languages, but I think if you can learn Flutter, I think you have like a very good chance to like establish yourself, because I think Flutter developers are like, I don't say very rare, but like there are not a lot of Flutter developers, and like it's something that is very in demand. And when I was doing my research, like it's quite in demand. Then the next we have is robotics. And robotics, what robotics is, robotics has always been in play, like since everybody know about robotics. And for robotics, we have like physical robots and we have like software robots. For physical robots, we have like systems like medical robots that are handling our medical equipment, robots that are in amusement parks. These are like animatronics, and like we have exploration pods. So if you can build physical robots, this is one beautiful skill that you can have. And like I know a lot of incubators here in Lagos that like are very specific, like you see specific incubators like that are specific for robots, for robot development, like physical hardware robot development. And if you can develop robots to solve a lot of issues and like challenges that we are facing in human development, you'll be able to like make a massive contribution to human development and also like reward yourself financially positively. So the next one is software robot. Like this involves building like chatbots and like CRM systems, which is quite interesting. I know of a particular software, ManyChat, which is like an automated software that just responds to customer inquiries and stuff like that. I know about TDO. So if you can build software chatbots, you can also make a massive contribution and also reward yourself financially positively. Then, like I said, we're going to talk about like 12 in-demand tech skills. But I'm just going to add like one, which I feel like is also very important. And in-demand tech skills that a lot of companies are, and it's also good to have, which is product management. At the end of the day, if you are learning all of these skills, you're learning about artificial intelligence, deep learning, machine learning, you're learning about robotics, UX, UI, at the end of the day, you still need to have like skills that are beyond those technical skills, which is like your soft skills. This is where product management comes in. And product managers are there's no specific industry, like there's no specific criteria for a product manager. It's just a relative field. You can work on different and any type of project that you are. So if you are a product manager in cybersecurity industry, your job description or what you are doing there is going to be totally different from if you're a product manager in UX UI. So product management is like one skill that I think a lot of companies are going to die for, because people need people who can get the job done. People need people who can lead the team to build better products for their customers. So these are some of the top tech in demand. These are some of the top in demand tech skills that you can develop. So the next is how or where to learn these skills. So the most interesting thing about this age is that information has now been democratized. Like, it's so crazy. Sometimes I just used to sit down and just think about it, that like, are you kidding me? If you want to learn virtually anything, like, you just you sit down, you just wake up and just say, okay, today I want to learn how to write. There's a lot of content, a lot of resources online. You just need to go and search on Google and you're just going to see tons of free information. Even the paid ones are usually not even that expensive. Like, if you're going to see any paid information, you're not so expensive. Like, there's something that you can, at the end of the day, if you work towards it, you'll be able to afford it. So that's like the first thing, that's the first mindset I want to like put into you, is that you should understand that like whatever skill or you want to develop, it is not going to be very hard for you to develop it at all. You can just go and take a course somewhere for free. And if you want to take like a class or something, just understand that if you can work towards it, you can always afford it. So the number one place I would recommend is Treehouse. We have Pluralsight, we have EDX, we have Coursera. Coursera, I highly recommend Coursera because I use Coursera a lot. We have LinkedIn Learning, we have Khan Academy, we have Udemy. We also have Product School. So Product School is like a place where you can learn about product management. So you can check about Product School. They have a lot of nice courses there for you to learn about product management. So If you want to learn on your own, all of these resources I talked about, you can just go there and go and access it. That's if you want to learn on your own and like on your own pace. So if you are looking to if you are looking to improve your learning speed, like you want to learn a particular skill the very faster, you can also try, you can like sign up for a university program. I think university programs helps you in the sense that you get to collaborate with people and you get to learn from like industry experts, because your professors definitely will like really have hands-on experience in this areas already, and you can easily learn and pick up information from them. Then you want to attend like a master class, like just pay for a class that you know is going to be very beneficial to you. Then you can also find a mentor. Just find somebody that you know that is already in that industry and just ask the person to mentor you. And if you are asking for mentorship, you just want to ensure that you are providing value to the next person and not just the other way around. So just make sure that you find a way to learn these skills. So, with that, I think this is the end of this episode.
So there you have it. I do hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for the next one. Remember, the goal of the show is to empower you into tech and help you stay relevant in it. We're definitely going to continue the conversation on our Instagram page at The Innovate Show, so you can follow up there. Please do leave a review for the show and make sure to share to everyone. For more information on how you can participate on the show, send an email to innovateshow@gmail.com. Thanks once more for listening, and remember, education is the path to a sustainable life.